KY Duration. Happy couples talk about what they need in the bedroom, and that's why they always use KY Duration. Many men want to last longer to satisfy their partner and use tricks to distract themselves from enjoying the moment. That's a shame. Thinking about all sorts of horrible stuff just to last a little longer. Baseball, grandma, Vietnam. No, thank you. KY Duration is an endurance enhancer that helps men temporarily prolong the time until they ejaculate. Designed by the experts at KY, it has an FDA-approved active ingredient to help him take control so that he can extend the pleasure for both. Now, wouldn't that be nice? Pick up your KY Duration today, available at all major retailers, drug and grocery stores, and online through Amazon. It is KY Duration. Drew.
KY Duration is an OTC product. Use only as directed.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. No choice but to get it on. Mandate. Get it on. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for telling a friend. We love that about you. Right, Drew?
Yeah, buddy.
What's going on, man?
You know, this was sitting here, this piece of paper, which is a description of Chuck Berry's habits.
Yes, I had them do a little homework. Well, yeah, because I was watching the Grammys last week, and they did the In Memoriam, and I've been around long enough to hear about some of Chuck's antics.
Right.
And then I realized he still's nothing but a legend and a pioneer and an innovator.
Well,
and in a world where we're rewriting history every day, somehow Chuck missed that wave.
Literally, you see that photographer, you know, had his stuff canceled. And Picasso is next. Picasso was a misogynistic shithead. He was domestic violence, horrible abuse of women. I mean, if we're going to do this, if we're going to rewrite history, Chuck Berry had sex with a 14-year-old Apache waitress, whom she then transported across state lines. So 14-year-old underage sex, kidnapping, underage porn found in his estate, and then he installed cameras in women's restrooms at his restaurant. 59 women successfully sued him. Yeah, a good guy. Anyway, my question is, the Grammy
got a pass.
Yeah, the music industry is going to set it all straight now, everybody. I want Led Zeppelin extradited.
Mm-hmm.
They were beating the ass out of women. They were kidnapping them. They were holding them against their will. They were raping them. They were riding motorcycles. I mean, just horrible stuff.
Okay.
Let's get the record right.
They're riding motorcycles, what?
I heard they did like ran motorcycles over them. Sharon Osbourne once was describing the stuff they did. I was like, oh my God, this is not just criminal. It's like.
Can I offer this?
Yeah.
Look, if we tell the UK we'd like Led Zeppelin brought here and brought up on criminal charges, they're going to want something in return.
Who are we going to give them?
DJ Khaled. He's the fat guy, points at the ceiling and doesn't do anything.
Right.
And I'm like, hey, man, I already had Kanye West for a non-talent who couldn't sing and points at the ceiling. Now I got another guy. This is him at the Grammys, which I love. I love this guy. He's my favorite.
Another one. Let's go. Stand up, everybody. We the best. DJ Khaled.
I don't know if you could take it.
Let's get it.
No, you wanna see me naked, naked, naked. I wanna be your baby, baby, baby. Spinning and it's
that's Rihanna. Yeah. Now, I feel like I could do Rihanna. I could do her part. Like, I can sing. I can sing. Like but I couldn't do that part where I yell, huh? Or what's up? Or
what are we gonna do, Rihanna?
Describe the super obvious. Now, Drew, you're trained. You're a trained performer and vocalist.
Yeah.
Do you think you could pull this off, this DJ
maybe with
Khaled?
Years and years of focus.
And you're not a young man.
But I still think
if you'd started at age in your teens.
No, even now, I think if I dedicated a few years of focused effort, I could get close. I could approximate it.
So you think you could stand next to someone who had ability and yell stuff while they were
I don't know for sure. I don't know for sure, but I think with some real focus.
But let me explain. And I love you. But you can't always yell "Let's go."
I can try though.
No. I'm saying like for every 9 times you yell "Let's go,"
yeah.
You have to yell "Hands in the air."
You know what?
Or stand up.
I need you to coach me, man.
Or what's
will you coach
up?
Me? Will you coach me?
Or sing?
We'll get there together.
Oh, can I say this, too? It's not that easy.
I know.
Can't yell, "Go Rihanna," because sometimes it's not Rihanna. Sometimes you have somebody else in there.
See how hard this is? Now I'm confused.
Yeah, because later on, a guy shows up and he starts singing.
Oh, I thought.
Now,
it.
You're
I'm
the
out.
Kind of guy yell, "Go Rihanna."
Tap
yeah,
it out.
See?
Can't handle
so that's
it.
What I'm saying. You can't thought handle. You could handle. No. So I would like to export via C-130 transport plane. So I don't think a commercial airliner could handle a man of his carriage. But I would like to offer up DJ Khaled for the remaining members of Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, that might be good. The point being that I don't really want Led Zeppelin over. I'm just saying, if we're going to redo history, there's a lot of people that need to be sort of dealt with in the reworking, not revising history, just setting the score straight for behaviors that at one time seemed to have been endorsed or looked the other way. That now everyone time's up.
You know, okay,
time's up, man.
There are many. One of the most difficult things.
Say Rihanna?
For me, would be to play the drums and sing. Like Phil Collins, I think Don Henley, played the drums and sung. The guy from the Romantics, "What I Like About You," he played the drums. DJ Khaled, he's got to point at the ceiling and yell, "What's up?" You're out.
No, I tapped out already.
You can't do that.
And some dude comes in?
I can yell, "What's up?" from a folding chair, or I can point at the ceiling, but I can't.
Well, let me... Can I try the point at the ceiling part? Dare I?
Go ahead.
I may just yell. Oh, here it goes. So, wait. Shh. Adam, how's this? Am I doing it?
But you have almost no extension.
I have to point at my chest.
It's not like 3 motions. You got to go right up to the ceiling.
I'm out. I can't do it.
All right, let me try. Let me try this. Go ahead. What's down? Or is it? Oh, shit. It's what's up?
No, okay, sorry. Okay, hold on. No.
What's up, babies?
What we gonna do, Rihanna? Is that it?
I think.
Didn't answer.
You got
it.
I think I screwed it up. Are we at the Emmy?
This is the Grammys.
Oh, the Grammys. See?
Yeah.
And I wasn't even pointing.
Oh, we just, I mean, it's just, that's just a tall.
What's that gonna be?
Man, that is real.
Oh, and then also, when you're making the song, you got to get a really good Carlos Santana riff from 1974, and then you got to clear it.
Oh.
So you got to point at the ceiling.
Can we get somebody to do it?
You got to yell, "What's up?" And then you got to get, you got decent representation to clear music that was made before you were born.
Right.
And that's a talent. Clearing riffs. What's up? I can't believe there are people stupid enough for this. Now, it doesn't, to me, this isn't, "Oh, he sucks." It's, I cannot believe there are people that are stupid enough
to consume it.
To consume it.
Yeah.
I don't even know what it is, but I cannot believe there are people stupid enough to buy into
that.
And that is a very sad thing.
Commercials and stuff, and I thought he was a sort of a parody of a rap artist. I always thought he was
like. Well, he is.
Okay.
He is. All right.
Let me get something real serious here. Life insurance.
Mm.
Health IQ is a life insurance agency that uses science and data to get lower rates. I'll tell you what's not up.
Mm.
Your health insurance rates. Lower rates for health conscious folks like runners, cyclists, strength trainers, vegans, people like Adam that are going on daily fasts, bringing his weight down.
Mm.
It's like saving money on your car insurance.
Let's
For being a good driver. 56% of Health IQ customers save between 4 and 33% on their life insurance rates.
They the best!
And they tend to increase as you get older, but you can lock in the best possible rate by getting a free quote today. So to see if you qualify, get a free quote today at healthiq.com, healthiq.com/ADS, or just mention the promo code ADS when you talk to a Health IQ agent. You deserve good rates. You work hard maintaining your health and fitness, and you can expect lower rates at healthiq.com/ADS.
All right. Ryan, 31, Phoenix.
Hey, Ace Man, Dr. Drew, thanks for taking my call.
What's going on, man? So you're 31.
Yep. And been dating a 20-year-old for about 2 or 3 months now. Yeah, normally don't go that young, and sort of been listening to you guys for a long time. And my thought is, you know, maybe there's a bunch of trauma in the past. Last boyfriend was 49 years old, which sort of set off a ooh factor for me.
Yeah, boy. She's improving.
Don't see any other warning signs. So I'm just wondering, you know, what should I be looking for? Should I just cut tail and run now?
Well, I don't know. I mean, first off, you don't have to look for things. You know, you should have your eyes open, but I think there's a difference between eyes open and looking for things.
Well, I mean, what more do you need than a 19-year-old dating a 40-year-old? Do you have to look
Does
49.
How's their relationship with her dad? That's a pretty easy one.
Oh, so other wrinkle, I'm gay. So it's a guy. Relationship with dad seems fine.
Uh-huh.
They still speak. You know, it's a conservative Catholic family, so I imagine there's some issue there.
Hey,
but
Drew.
Yeah.
I think in your closed mind, it changes a little, the young man with the older man versus the young girl with the older man.
No.
A little.
Yeah. Right, but well, 31 and 20 changed my mind a little bit, but 19 and 49 did not change my mind.
No, but there's a kind of sugar daddy-y thing going on. I mean, it changes
a little bit because there's not the dad thing being acted out.
Right, well, right. I guess the dad thing, yeah.
Yeah. And so what about trauma for him?
Not that I can tell at this point in time.
Well, the only way you can tell is to ask. Did you have sexual trauma?
Yeah.
And, you know, if that was with an older guy, then that tells you this is sort of a reenactment of sorts. But
that was my thought.
But even reenactments, you know, you're not that big a difference. And
yeah, the age is not that big. Well, yeah. Is the young lad busy going to school, sort of fruitful?
Yeah, he works full time. He works full time, and he's going to college.
Ryan, what I would say is,
remember how we used to talk about born gay?
Ryan's born gay.
Yeah.
Well, the reason Ryan's born gay because you can't hear it. There's no affect attached to it.
That's just Ryan.
He's gay.
Yeah.
But there's nothing created.
Right.
Yes. Yes. It's interesting. Yeah. No affect.
I was actually going to respond. You and Gina had the not faggy sounding gay guy on the ACS a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm.
My experience couldn't be further away than his. So to your point, completely agree with you. Hooking up with girls in high school and having guys on the side, not normal. I didn't even touch guys until 25, 26.
Which is also,
you know,
Ryan, but it does, it begs this a little bit. You gotta be careful. You tell me. Yeah, I got an interesting thought, Ryan. You tell me what you think of this. Drew's going to recoil a little bit, and then he's going to come back and tend to agree with me, right?
We'll see.
I got a fella I work with. He's on the other side of the shop. Mm-hmm. I work with many guys over there. Mm-hmm. And pretty early on in our work, he just sort of, we were just having a conversation about sports and stuff like that. And he said, I played this sport and I'm gay. And I thought, okay. I'm surprised.
Why did that come up in the context of sports?
Well, I'll tell you why.
Okay.
And my belief. Possibly. I don't know. I don't know if he knows. I don't know.
Why he brought it up.
We get along fine.
Yeah.
He, like.
You just eject him immediately. How dare you? Get out of here. Scram.
No, how dare you? So Ryan, the reason I bring that up is he has none of the trappings that the gay stereotype that you would have.
Yeah,
doesn't sound, it doesn't look, it doesn't have any, whatever you think of that stereotype, your gaydar wouldn't go off. Just like your gaydar might not go off in front of Ryan. And if your gaydar doesn't go off, then a lot of dudes can talk, let's say, imagine if someone was black and you didn't know it.
Okay.
and you just started talking and talking about this and talking about that. Imagine how easily and quickly you could say something that was offensive.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you didn't know Ryan's game, you're just staying around, you could just say, oh, look at these guys standing around fagging off of themselves or whatever. You could say something that would be offensive.
In jest.
Not to the mechanics
right.
in the back of the shop.
Right.
But if you're gay, you could take some. There's things. They're just things you say.
Okay.
Okay.
One argument would be watch yourself, learn how to.
No, dumb argument. Better argument.
I would say don't watch yourself. Right. It shouldn't be offensive.
Okay. That's right. Why Ryan's one of us.
That's where Adam's going. Don't reinforce him. But go ahead, finish up.
So I think, in a weird way, that sometimes people will say it as a way to go, I don't want to be here when you're saying this, that,
oh,
or the other.
Yeah, yeah.
And then sort of you'll find out six months from now that I was that, and then you go, oh, my God, I said this stupid stuff in front of all
By the way, that's empathic.
It is. No, it is. I mean, because you can go, well, me and Jimmy used to travel. We'd always stay in the same hotel room. They thought we were fags, but we weren't. You know, Jimmy had it was married and whatever. You could say plenty of stupid stuff, and if it was in front of a person who you didn't think was gay, you could say stupid stuff in front of them. And I have this feeling.
Some people, though.
That some people do it to go, just so you know.
Yeah, but
so
some
you
people
don't say something dumb.
By the same token, other people love setting you up and waiting, you know, just pouncing on you when you make the slightest little thing.
I want to know if Ryan, who does sound empathic, I want to know how you roll in that department and if you have done the preemptive gay strike. Worst video game ever. I am Arnold Schwarzenegger. Preemptive gay strike. Yes.
Generally, no. I'm pretty open about it nowadays. I guess I'm late to the party. I've only been, you know, gay and out of the closet for about four or five years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm open with it, but I don't go around advertising it. To me, you know, my profession, you know, my identity is not in my sexuality. So if I were to say, hi, I'm Ryan, you know, I'm an attorney and a coach, not Ryan, I'm a gay man. So
it's not
I don't
top of
really
mind.
Yeah, no. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
I like that, too.
Thanks, Ryan.
But
look, I don't see any problem here. And if the person is living as if, that's fine.
If he were 22, I'd totally sign off. So that's the only thing. You're in such different phases of life. It's a little troubling. But the way Ryan is born gay, and the way some people we react differently to. Remember, you forget my theory way back when. Remember,
born gay. Remember, the life is to live gay. The life is to breathe gay.
Timely.
Who sung that song?
Born Free.
Yeah.
Gary?
I don't know. You got to find the song Born Free, and then I'll sing Born
very
Gay.
Very timely.
Matt Monroe?
1967?
Probably.
This says 66.
Yeah.
Nice.
There you go.
Awesome. But there's an Andy Williams.
Oh, no, that's not it. That's not it.
Born gay, the life is to live gay. You'll find it, and we'll have a laugh.
The way sexual abuse in childhood creates the little girl voice in girls and women,
mm-hmm.
right? So they arrest their development. It relieves this residual vocal quality that we could easily identify. I've always wondered if some of the affectations in vocal production that we call gay were the equivalent of the little boy voice for the man.
Because of
if there was a sexual
not
abuse.
Born gay. Well, look, I think we can argue that any gay, straight, or anything where there's a lot of affect there means like there's some
like
compensation
affectations,
going on. Yeah, affectations.
Yeah.
Born free. Has
born free.
Sing it, Drew.
As free as the wind blows.
Go, Drew.
What's
as
up?
Free as the
grass grows.
Born free to follow your heart.
We the best. Go, Drew.
Live free. And the beauty surrounds you. The world boots, the stones you. It's time you look at a star.
Let's go!
All right.
Stay free.
All right, let's talk to Joe, 27, from Fort Myer. Joe?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, man.
Great. Hey, quick bit of pleasure before business. I just want to say thank you so much for the years of wisdom and grit that you guys have imparted. It's been severely impactful in my life, and I just want to say a quick thank you for that before I got into the reason for the call.
Thank you. What's going on?
Well, so I was watching something on social media the other day, and I saw a video where Monique, the comedian, was boycotting or calling for a boycott to Netflix. And it struck me as odd, so of course I start watching the video. And she's mentioning some numbers about the offer that she got in comparison to some other comedians. And then the thing that really caught me was she took a turn. And she said to she was on a XM radio show, and she turns to the host and she says, if the girls that were sexually assaulted by Weinstein were asked to apologize, or not asked to apologize, excuse me, why should I apologize? Because there were people saying that she should apologize for making waves in regards to this Netflix thing. And I was very taken aback by the fact that she was comparing this business offer that comes down to how many views is the special going to get, how well is it going to perform on Netflix, and then she takes a turn.
Well, Joe, here's the thing. I think Monique was probably a victim of God knows what.
We know, remember?
I guess we know.
She told us a story. We knew Monique before anybody. And she said her mom, as a girl, would send her to some barber. Remember this? And the guy would sexually abuse her every time. And he was sort of related to them. And the mom forced her to go see this guy over and over again. Remember this?
No, I don't.
I'll never forget it. I was like, my jaw was on the ground. She was telling it like everybody. You know, you go to the bar, and then he puts his penis in you. And you know, well, I had to. Mama said I had to go.
Giovanni will freshen my memory up. But I remember thinking she was abused.
I don't know if that happened. I don't remember if that happened on the air or off the air. I don't remember that. But I remember her telling the story. I was like, whoa.
Well, I remember. Okay. So when
my recollection, it was on the air, frankly. So
she gets asked to switch seats and says Delta Airlines is racist and stuff like that. It's just really a victim crying out in my mind. And so
I think she's a great talent. Get that focused again and she'll be fine. But in the meantime, if you're getting good, if she devolves into all this, it's going to undermine everything she does, right?
I have no idea other than this is part of my try not to be a professional victim. Try to reality on reality's terms, and there's something going on with her. So I wouldn't, but look, in a world where people say insane things all day, every day, Monique should not be anywhere near your list of people to take umbrage with, because I think there's something wrong with her.
But she's not, right, she's not a fence. She's not,
she's not a politician or anything, right. But there's something wrong.
She won an Academy Award.
She had something, one of her posse or something, or travel group was thrown off the plane or something, and she was saying, anytime people lose me when they call like an airline racist, and they always lose me because it's really hard in modern times for like an airline to be racist. I don't even know how that works. I mean, how would that work? We go, well, it's a culture of what? Like, the stewardess is black. Like, I don't know. Like, how does that work? People always lose me. You know, like, you can have any beef you want with any airline, but then you're calling them racist. Call them
something.
My wife was thrown off a Southwest flight for doing nothing.
Yeah.
But it's not because they're racist, because they're not very good at their job.
Right.
Or over officious or whatever.
I had a guy. Really, oh.
What was her airline thing from a few years back?
She was traveling from Chicago O'Hare with a bit of a
an entourage, it looks like, and apparently one of her stylists or something came into First Class, for which she did not have a ticket, and was stashing a hairdresser in there, and then got lippy with and got lippy with one of the stewardesses, and the stewardess apparently said to her and or Monique, next time one of your crew gets out of line, there's going to be trouble. Since 9/11, we don't play. And then she deemed that that was racist, and she was being treated like an animal.
I also like to have fun when I go to, like, you know, the Fresno Improv or something like that. And I go, who's the biggest pain in the ass? And then they just start rant. They start – it's always the same one. It's like Monique and Roseanne and, like, all the crazy bitches. And it's just always goes – it's never it's rarely Garrison Keillor. So
he's a criminal.
Yeah, what happened with him?
He touched somebody during a picture, and so.
Well, hold the phone, Drew, because the Garrison Keillor thing. I played his theater in Minneapolis, so I know him well, even though he wasn't there. But I use his dressing room. So riddle me this.
Yeah.
So he like touched somebody during a picture, and then somebody spoke out. And then he went, oh, please, fine. I'll join the rest of the group. I'm too old for this shit. And he bugged out. And then recently I heard some stuff which was like, oh, this is why he did the – because you were like, why did he bug out over nothing?
Yeah.
And then it was like, ah, I guess he's old and he's just tired
of
the
game. What happened, Gary? Find out what really happened.
But then,
so he was getting out soon before something more serious showed up?
Most of the time when people – you can talk to Mark Garagus about this, but most of the time when people seem to resign over nothing –
our police chief here in Los Angeles is resigning.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Over what?
Nothing. Just a couple years early, going to resign.
I don't know. The guy that I want to kill is the deputy police chief guy.
Why?
Because I was watching him on, like, now, this guy's got a title. It's like police. He's not a police chief. He's the executive in charge of police officers,
like,
or whatever.
Or
Gary will find his title. He was
sorry. Let me just button up the Keillor thing. Keillor is basically denying it and saying, "Yeah, I flirted with her, and yeah, I may have touched her back, but it was totally mutual. It was, you know, mutually agreed upon." And
so whatever this other thing is a non-starter, too.
No, that's why he got out. But then there was some other stuff that seemed – seemed like a preemptive strike.
Yeah.
Again, when
– but if it was preemptive, why did they have to pull everything down, including his, like, educational material for kids and stuff?
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe Gary's gone. I don't know. He's got any more? Or there's nothing more than that.
I'm not seeing much more on Keillor now.
Okay. Well, good. Anyway, he'll be
what was the other one you were looking for? I'm sorry.
Remember I was showing you the TMZ clip of the Vice he was the chief of police department.
Like the vice president or something. I'll find it.
It was horrible.
What was he?
Well, somebody had taken an axe to Donald Trump's star, like, multiple times, desecrated it. And he was like, yeah, so what?
Yeah.
And it was like, you don't mind people walking with axes down Hollywood Boulevard, and someone was stabbed and killed not too long ago on that unpoliced little stretch of highway.
It was L.A. Police Commission President Matt Johnson.
When you destroy property, you're not supposed to have a laugh about it, even if you don't like the guy's star. Yeah. You know, like, I don't like Hall and Oates, but I wouldn't want someone to walk down with an axe and bust their stuff up. And then you're supposed to kind of be the voice of law and order. This tape is he should have been fired immediately when this tape came out, but he was not.
The thing that was a little absurd to me about the Monique thing, where I got lost, was she came out and specifically cited that she wasn't being paid as much as Dave Chappelle, Chris Rock, and Amy Schumer. But isn't that like the 11th guy on the Timberwolves complaining that he didn't get the LeBron James contract?
Yes.
Those are like the three powerhouses. She's two of them are black, by the way.
She's an Academy Award winner.
Not for comedy.
Have fun with Drew.
Not
have
for
fun,
comedy,
fun,
Drew.
I'm trying to make
fun.
The case.
No,
why?
There's no case.
All right. No case.
There's no case. Look, I wouldn't want to get paid as I wouldn't get paid as much as Amy Schumer.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
Or Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle. But I'll tell you, if you want to save some money, how about you go with True Car, MSRP? You might know what it stands for, but what does it mean? Same goes for invoice, list price, dealer price. It's all confusing. Save yourself some time and some money. Let's go with True Car. Introducing True Price from True Car. Know exactly what you'll pay, including fees and accessories, before you get to the dealership. You'll know your true price is great because True Car shows you exactly what other people paid for the exact same car. Apples to apples, baby. You got a certified dealer, and those certified dealers, they're competing. They're competing for your business, so they're bringing the prices down as low as possible. Wafer thin margins. So when you're ready to buy new or used, visit True Car and enjoy a more confident car buying experience. It's the best. It's True Car. Some features not available in all states. True Car. All right, Drewski, this Friday, me, Kennedy Center, Washington, D.C., doing stand-up. That is Friday the 9th. Then Thunder Valley Casino, Sacramento. That's a good one, too. So say hi. And go to AdamCarolla.com for all the stuff. All the stuff. It's all there. Drew, what do you got?
It's all at DrDrew.com. Go check it out for the family pods there. Check it out.
So I'll see if we can find
And the opiate. The opiate thing. The chronicle I'm going to give you.
See if I can find that chief of police thing for next show.
Oh, I got it for tomorrow.
Till next time. Adam Crow for Dr. Drew Zane. Mahalo.